Hey, what's up, everybody? This is the Dot Daddy Podcast, and today is January 10th, 2025. This is my first podcast of the new year, and I am here with Joanna Gutierrez all the way in San Diego at SD Inc. Studio. What's up, Joanna?
Hi, Joey. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and I saw your podcast that you had done. I guess it was like almost a year ago, I think, maybe 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, I don't know. But I saw your story that you shared about what happened to you. Yeah. And I thought it was really, really interesting. I thought you did a great job. So I was like, I definitely got to have her on at some point.
I was super nervous, but
You did really well. You did really well. So recently there's a viral video going around of this guy. I guess he's in his 60s and he's got one of the probably worst SMPs I've ever seen. And it doesn't fit. It's too dark.
Yeah.
And you did a reaction video to it and I loved it. And it wasn't blended. And he's like a 60-year-old white guy and he's got a shape up and it's so dark.
He seemed so proud about it too.
Oh, he was smiling, right? He was owning that shit.
Right, yeah.
Do you think he knows that he went viral?
Maybe to this day, yeah. I'm sure
his kid's probably seen it, right?
Yeah.
Because I had that comment thing was all over.
I think on TikTok, somebody said, "Why don't you just fix it?" I'm like, I think he needs laser.
Oh, he definitely needs laser, like probably 7 or 8 sessions of laser, and it's going to be brutal. Yeah. I wonder who talked him into it. That's what I'd like to know. Who talked him into it and sold him on that shit?
Or I wonder, who did it for him? Oh, my God.
Obviously, it was somebody who didn't know what they were doing. It looks like maybe somebody who... either a very new artist who just learned or maybe a tattoo artist. Because a lot of times, I had a guy contact me recently. They'll go to a local tattoo shop who thinks they can do it. Because they're like, I can do that. I do regular tattoos. And not saying that they could be a great regular tattoo artist doing dragons and tigers and shit. Yeah. But then when you do this, it's a lot different, right?
Yeah, that's what I always tell them. Tattoo artist actually reached out to me and asked me how much I would charge him to do it. And I told them the price. And he was upset. He was like, "That's too much. I'm a tattoo artist. I don't even charge that much." And I'm like, "Okay, well, you can do it yourself then."
I love it. I've had the same conversation. Tattoo artists reach out to me multiple different. Some of them are really cool and they'll do it. But I've also had ones that are like, you know, they're like dumbfounded. And I'm like, dude, this is my price. Yeah. And this is different. You know, this isn't like on your back. You know, people are going to see this every day.
Yeah. And I always tell my clients it's different pressure too.
Yeah. Different pressure, different needle, we're a different depth, different technique, all of it. Yes. So I also saw you were doing the San Diego Barber Expo. How'd you get into that? And what was that?
So it was SD Barber Supply actually reached out to me. And I think it was the first time they were doing it like a big barber expo here in San Diego. So they reached out to me and they wanted to have an SMP artist. Since a lot of barbers are interested in getting into the industry, they just wanted me to talk about it and have a little demo in the expo. So that was pretty cool. I met a lot of
barbers. So you went in there and you just talked about SMP?
Yeah, I went on stage and I talked about SMP and I also did a little demo on a mannequin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you like it? Were there a lot of questions or did people ever hear of it?
A lot of barbers know about it. Okay. Yeah. And a lot of barbers came up to on stage and they tried the machine on the mannequin. And yeah, they reached out to me and they're asking when I'm going to start training.
Oh, that's great. That's good marketing for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was like more exposure for me. So yeah, they're reaching out and asking about trainings now.
You have to take those opportunities, you know, exposure. Yeah. Just building up your brand, building up yourself as a person too, right? So hopefully that leads to... We all hope that it leads to more sales, right?
Right.
So how do you like it out in San Diego right now? I know the fires are going on. You said you're about two hours from all the fires.
Yeah, I'm 2 hours away. San Diego's calm. Yeah, It was really nice.
My question is, how? Okay, so you know how they're evacuating all those people, most of the people evacuated. Where do they all go? Did you see like a big rush of people come down to San Diego?
They're saying that the hotels are super packed. So there's probably people that are coming down to San Diego to stay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And I saw a lot of it was like they'll show Paris Hilton's house burnt down, which is terrible, right? You know, a lot of these rich celebrities. We'll but see. I imagine they probably have a second home, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Not going to go into the conspiracies, but I'm sure you've seen them all out there.
Yeah. I've been sharing some videos too, but
it's a little wild that the fire hydrants didn't have water.
Right.
I mean, come on. What?
I think I saw a video of, I think she was the mayor. They were asking her questions like, why did you do like budget cuts on like the firefighters? And she just stayed quiet. She didn't say anything.
I saw that because she was like, she probably felt like an idiot.
Yeah.
And realizes, hey, a lot of people are like dying. And this is bad. This is not good.
Yeah, it's really bad.
So where did you grow up? Did you grow up in San Diego?
Yes. So I was born in Mexico. My parents brought me here when I was, I don't know, like 6 months old. And I grew up here in San Diego.
So do you remember anything from Mexico? Do you guys go back to visit family or anything?
No, I don't remember anything.
No? No. Do you go back? Do you have cousins or anything out there?
Yeah, I have family in Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
What part of Mexico? Was it southern or?
So I have family in TJ. I have family in Nayarit and Coahuila.
Where's that at?
On the bottom of Texas.
Okay.
On that state, yeah.
All like near the border?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you go to Tijuana a lot, being in San Diego? No? Why not? Why?
So I have a permit to be here and to work, but I can't cross the border yet.
Really?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm 35.
35. And so you've been here for almost 35 years if you came over 6 months. And they didn't give you anything yet?
No, not yet.
Wow. Yeah. That blows my mind. I have a friend who married one of my friends. They live out in up near Santa Monica, and he married a girl who was, she's Vietnamese, but she came over when she was a baby, and that's all she knows is here. You know, all she knows is California. Never been anywhere else. You know, nothing like that. And they made her take the test, the American, whatever that test is to become an American and stuff like that, which blew my mind. But I mean, when you come over as a baby and this is all you know, you lived here your whole life. I don't know.
My kids are citizens. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully that you get that taken care of. So at least I imagine you probably just want to get it done. So you could, if you feel like leaving, right? If you wanted to go travel or go somewhere.
Yeah, my kids are like, if San Diego burns, let's just all go to Mexico.
Are you married, Joanna?
I'm not married.
Okay. But you are a mom, right?
Yeah, I'm a mom of three.
Okay, nice. Good for you. How old are your kids?
My oldest, she's going to be 20. My son is 11 and the little one is 9.
Wow. Two boys grown. Now, does a 20-year-old still live with you?
No, she lives with her dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
The two boys, they fighting a lot?
No, it's a girl, boy, girl. So I have my son and my daughter.
Who's the youngest?
My daughter. She's the 9-year-old.
Does she mess with her older brother?
Yeah, she's a bully. My son is the calm one. He just started boxing. They were both doing boxing, but my daughter just didn't want to keep doing it. But he's boxing right now, and he's doing really good.
Oh, that's great. I think combat sports and any sport that requires a lot of physical discipline is good for kids. It'll just humble him. It'll also probably give him a lot of confidence, right?
Yeah. He's like very active. Like he couldn't never stay still. And I think putting him in boxing has helped him so much.
Is that one of the reasons you kind of did it? Was he just like a hyper kid?
Yeah, and my boyfriend, like, he always told me, like, you need to put him in boxing. And he loves it now. Yeah.
Channeling his energy, right?
Yeah.
I was a super hyper kid as well. I should have got into something. I did wrestling, but I wish I would have got into it sooner. But I loved seeing, younger kids get into sports that fit their personality, I'll say,
right.
You know, yeah. or help them. Like I plan on, my son's hyper as hell. I ain't gonna lie. My son is super hyper. And so I plan on getting him into either wrestling or jiu-jitsu or boxing or something soon. Just to wear his ass out.
Yeah. How old is your son?
He's four. He just turned four.
He's four, yeah. They're very active at that age. They just want to run everywhere.
And he gets, it's so funny because my daughter, who's 15 months, just learned to walk. And, you know, they get real jealous of each other, right? I don't know. I'm sure your kids get real jealous, you know, the boy and the girl.
They do.
And so my daughter, when she just learned to walk around Thanksgiving, like right when she was like about 13 months, a little over a year. And then we're like, oh my God, look at Carmella walking. And we're recording and we're like, hey, and Giovanni, my son, cuts in front of her. He's like, look at me walk, daddy. Look at me walk. I'm like, come on, dude. You've been walking for 3 years.
That's funny.
And he's dead serious. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
He gets so jealous. He wants
attention too. Yeah.
And it's not like he doesn't get any attention. It's just like he needs it, all the attention. Give me all of it.
Yeah, he's not used to her getting all the attention, so.
When it comes to scalp micropigmentation, you need tools you can trust. That's where InQ SMP products come in. Jade needles are designed for precision and durability, giving you consistent, flawless results every time. Pair them with InQ Pigment, a rich, long-lasting formula your clients will love. Keep things smooth with InQ Butter, perfect for soothing and protecting the skin. And finish strong with Antimicrobial Foam Cleanser for a clean, worry-free healing process. Ready to take your SMP game to the next level? Visit InQCare.com today. InQ SMP products are made for artists by artists. What was it like growing up in San Diego? I've always fantasized growing up in California. I think anybody who doesn't grow up in California kind of pictures TV shows kind of like that. Was it like that?
I mean, I think I lived a normal life.
Okay.
Nothing special. Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. Were you a good kid, Joanna?
Yeah, I was a good kid. Well, I mean, I got pregnant at 15, but.
Hey.
I finished high school. I went to college for like a year.
Okay.
And then I stopped. Yeah.
Well, good for my mom had me when she was 16. So I know that must have been hard for you.
Yeah.
What was it like though? Being 15 and being pregnant and did you have to take off school? I guess after you go all the way up till 9 months, right? Until you give birth, and then. Yeah. You take off for a little bit and they just let you come back? How does that work?
So what I did, I was 5 months pregnant. So I decided to go to homeschool.
Okay.
So I would go to school one time, like a week, like once a week. They would give me a packet of homework to take home. And then I would have to go back a week after and return it. And it was the same thing. So that's how I finished high school.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's good that they make those accommodations. Because also you probably want to be around the baby too, right?
Yeah, there's schools here that actually have a daycare for the moms that are going to high school. So they have programs here.
That's pretty good, or a pretty good way to handle it. Because I would feel if they didn't have some type of structure around that, I think it would just be more chaotic, right?
Yeah, during their like lunchtime, they would go to the daycare in school. And just feed their babies and take care of them, watch them, and then they would go back to class.
Oh, the daycare is actually in the school.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Is it all for moms, or is this just for, like, it's a school, this is for moms, and these are the babies, or is it like a regular high school?
It's a regular high school. Yeah, regular high school.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to do that. I just felt more comfortable being at home doing homework and having my daughter next to me, and yeah.
I understand. But look at you now, you know, so what if you had a baby at 15, shit happens and you're successful and you're doing good. You don't look like a raging drug addict. Because that, no. You know, that's kind of the stereotype, right?
Yeah.
It's like you have a kid young, and like my mom got on drugs, but you know, after she had me, she went through a spiral of all kinds of chaos, on and off drugs. Like it was chaotic, to say the least. So when when did you get your first job?
I was 17 when I started working.
And what did you do?
So I started working in a hotel as a front desk.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I just started working for staffing agency.
Like finding people jobs, like contracting, temp agency. Okay.
Yeah. And after that, I took a training for permanent makeup.
Wow. So how long were you doing the staffing for?
I want to say it was a long time. I want to say like 10 years, 12
wow.
years.
Wow. Yeah. Did you like it? What did you do? Like, did you have a relationship with one giant company and you put a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was like clerical. So I would also find people jobs, and I was in the office just filling out paperwork for them and doing like safety meetings and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a temp agency. They used to be all around here. I haven't seen one in years, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. There's not a lot here in San Diego either. I think it's not
because the internet, right? A lot of people would just go on to what's that big one? ZipRecruiter, something like that, I guess.
I think there's one. I think it's called LinkedIn. LinkedIn.
Yeah. LinkedIn's like a Facebook of people, professionals.
Yeah. Post jobs there and
Yeah, it's like the temp agency has been eliminated almost. But yeah, right. I remember that. We had one down the street. It was called like Careers USA or something. I remember going in there when I was looking for a job, and they tell me what they have to offer and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, man. 10 years at a company. That's longer than I've ever been at a company. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were in, so you did the temp agency, so you worked at a hotel, then you went to the temp agency, and then you got into the PMU?
Yes.
And why did you get into PMU? Did you have something done? Like, did you get any PMU work done, or were you just really interested in it?
Yeah, I got my eyebrows done. Okay. And then I found out that the person that did my brows was offering trainings, and that happened during COVID.
Okay.
So I took the training, and right after I found out about SMP, and I took the training online for SMP with the Leaders Academy.
Okay, nice. Shout out to Leaders. Did you, so how long did you do PMU for some time before you started SMP, or did you kind of do both?
I started with a couple clients, and I got into SMP right after. Yeah. But I liked SMP better than PMU.
Okay. Okay. How'd you like the, so what did you do in the PMU? Did you do any like the lip blushes or any, I guess the eyebrow stuff or the eyelash stuff?
Yeah, it was for eyebrows and lips, lip blush and ombre brows.
That stuff looks crazy to me when they do the, I trained in the microblading down in Texas like four years ago, and I watched them do the lip blush, and it was fascinating to me. I'm like, cause they're just holding them there and they're like, you know,
it looks weird.
It's crazy looking. It's and when during it, there's a lot of inflammation, right? So sometimes the people look really swollen, or it looks really red or really pink, and they're like, and then it's got to settle, but the person still has to walk around.
Did you get to work on a model too?
I didn't learn the lip blush. I just watched another artist there. I learned microblading. Yeah, I've done a couple microblading.
Oh, nice.
I felt like I didn't have an eye for it. Like I didn't grow up putting makeup on and shit and doing the art. Because then when you're working on the girls, they want the perfect eyebrow
symmetry.
Shape.
Yeah.
The mapping for me was like, it was enough for me to be like, I don't want to do this.
Especially if they have like an eyebrow like higher than the other one.
Yeah. And I just felt like I couldn't see how they wanted it. Cause as a guy, I just, you know, I could probably do a dude's, but I just couldn't do the females, you know.
Yeah. Females are more picky.
Yeah. And they, yeah. and they want it perfect. So what I ended up doing is I had my sister get trained in it because she was interested, and she's way better at it than me. Way yeah. better at it. Yeah. But you're saying you like the SMP a lot better?
Yes.
And so you did the online, and then who'd you train, or did you train in person?
Yeah, I did an in-person training here with someone in San Diego.
And how'd that go?
It was good.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
And so, and then eventually, I guess I'm assuming at first you kind of started out of your house, like most people, working on friends and family. When did you decide to get your own shop?
It was in 2023 okay. when I started, yeah, here in this studio.
And what's it been like, because for all the newer artists, what's it like starting off getting your own place, you know, having to pay rent? And then I imagine you probably have some type of internet or electric bill as well. Or but how did you go about finding your location and all that sort of thing?
So my studio's actually in the mall.
In a mall?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's in a Mission Valley Mall. It's inside. I'm not sure if you guys over there have. It's called Phoenix Salon. So it's a big building with a whole bunch of studios. And there's a lot of people who do hair, nails, like permanent makeup.
Wow. So it's been, I think that's smart. That's actually genius, because then you yeah. get the traffic and you get more exposure.
Yeah. So there's people that walk around and just take like the business cards and take them.
That's great. Are you in the back, or are you able to, do you have a little sign out front? Do people can find you easily?
Yeah, I have a sign in my door, and I have my business cards outside too.
Okay. And so it also, to me, it sounds a little more expensive if it's in a mall, is it?
Yeah, it is. Probably. Yeah.
but better exposure, right? You get more sales?
Yeah, and I like the location.
Okay. You feel safe, close to your house, something like that?
Yeah. It's closer. It's close to the beach. I think I'm like 20 minutes away from the beach.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
In the middle. Yeah, in the middle of everything.
So let me ask you, typical tourist location in San Diego, like La Jolla and stuff like that, how far are you from there?
From La Jolla, I think I'm like 15 minutes away.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you ever see, so out there they have the big San Diego, I was in the Navy, and so they got the big naval base. Do you see a lot of sailors?
Yes, there's a lot, especially in the downtown area.
If I was you, I would target the shit out of them. I would specifically make creatives for Instagram and Facebook and TikTok that say, U.S. Navy, San Diego, stuff like that. And then put a picture, you know, before and after picture, and target them, because they got money. And if they don't have money, most of them are young enough that they could probably get a loan, right? If they need it. And there's plenty of them that don't want to be losing hair.
Yeah, I get a military clients here too.
Okay, you do? Yeah. Do you give a discount to military?
I mean, I have the discount right now, so.
Okay, there you go.
But
I see that as a big opportunity.
Yeah, they always call me and they're like, is this like a real tattoo? Because we can't have tattoos from like the neck up.
I hope you say no, it's not a real tattoo. This is scalp micropigmentation. I'm like,
it doesn't count because it's cosmetic.
Yeah. Well, I was working on a guy who's in the Air Force, not the Navy, but the Air Force. And he told me that it was actually approved in their, I don't know, in their rules and regulations, that it was approved. And he gave me like, this is Title 14, Chapter 7, something like that. And he gave it to me. Okay. It's probably in my phone. But SMP is approved. So if I was you, I would say, nope, scalp micropigmentation. And that was a loophole. I don't want to call it a loophole. I don't want to call it a loophole. But I had, I'll get people who are Muslim who come in, right? And so the people who are Muslim, they're not allowed to have tattoos if it's them trying to look quote unquote cool, but they can get SMP because it's something that they didn't, that they used to have, and they're trying to get it back. It's
okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so I had this debate because they kept saying, is it a tattoo? No, it's scalp micropigmentation. So then I talked to other Muslim SMP artists, and they kind of explained it all to me. I was like, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Big news for the SMP world. Follicule has just dropped their new scalp pigment. It's bigger, better, and made with Hanafi Color Pigments, one of the largest pigment manufacturers in the world. Not only is this pigment backed by world-class expertise, but they are giving you more of what you need. That's right. Their new, bigger bottles mean you have enough pigment to do 20 to 25 sessions in just one bottle. And because you're part of the Dot Daddy podcast community, we're offering you an exclusive deal. 15% off all pigments and aftercare products when you use the code DOTDADDY at checkout. Take your SMP game to the next level with Follicule Pigments. Go to the Follicule website. Get it now.
What was the hardest thing for you to learn as an SMP artist?
So when I started, I had to work a lot on like my pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your pressure.
Technique. Yeah, the technique.
What about doing the hairlines? How do you feel about that?
Right now, I still think that I need to work on like my natural hairlines. But I keep practicing on melons.
Okay, good. Good for you. I love you. Always be practicing. Always practice. It's, never ends. But from a business standpoint, were you prepared when you were like, hey, I'm going to learn SMP and I'm going to go out on my own? Were you prepared for all the different things that encompasses being a business owner and an artist?
Yeah. I think I learned just by asking. So I know people that are in the industry, so I just asked different people, like with the permits and like the inspector coming in. Yeah. And there's PMU artists here, so they were also very helpful.
Okay, so you kind of just... there's PMU artists in the actual mall area where you're at?
Right.
Okay.
Next to
them. Oh, that is helpful, because at least in Delaware, you need the same permit, you know, PMU. Yes. Same. I actually technically have a tattoo piercing permit as mine, so I could have someone come here and do piercing. I don't know how to do it, but I have the permit for it.
Oh, okay. Is it like the body art permit that you only need over there?
Yeah. Is that's not what you have?
Yeah, because I know there's other places that you actually need like another type of permit. And I think you need to be like, what do they call that? Like an intern or?
Esthetician?
Yeah.
There's some of that too. And I think New Jersey is kind of a pain in the ass for SMP artists over in New Jersey, which is 20 minutes from me. They have all these, they have a lot of more different rules, but I hear Pennsylvania is pretty easy. You can just kind of just do it. You just rent a place and apparently it's a free for all.
Yeah.
did you have any issues during that process? You know,
it took about 2 months for the inspector to come in and just give me the green light.
And as a new upcoming artist and you've been killing it. I've been watching you. What was the hardest part about you getting clients in? How did you start that? What did you do?
So in the beginning, I thought that like a lot of men weren't going to be comfortable coming in since I'm a woman but it's been the opposite. A lot of guys come in and they book.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But I think the hardest is just there's a lot of SMP artists now, so it's getting leads.
Yeah, the competition is brutal.
Yeah,
I'll give you a tip: go on Facebook Marketplace and post it on there, and then boost it on Facebook Marketplace, like as if you're selling a cabinet or people sell shit on there all the time. I started doing that, and I talked about it on a different episode that hasn't been released yet, but it's really helped me personally, because people are already on there. Because sometimes I feel like when I boost or when I market on Facebook and Instagram, and I'll do it from the Meta Suite, because they say do it from the Meta Suite, don't just hit that boost button at the bottom, you know.
Okay.
I feel like it's not, I'll put, you know how you can put in all the different search criteria, and I'll put hair. They finally edit hair tattoo. I'll look up human hair growth. I want to put scalp micropigmentation. I want to put bald people, but it doesn't let you, right? But on the Facebook Marketplace, people are already searching. So it just goes to, I feel like it gets out to more people, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. I had a client, he came in, he only did one session, but he came from Japan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So his sister lives about 45 minutes from here. And she was the one that reached out to me and told me, hey, my brother is coming on vacation and he found you and he wanted me to call you and ask you some questions. But yeah, he only did one session.
Did he speak English?
Yeah, he's actually from here, but he married somebody from Japan and he stayed over there. Yeah.
Wow. And you only had to do one session?
He only did one session.
Okay. Well, that's still cool. Someone from Japan.
Yeah.
And you're bilingual, right?
Yes.
Do you get a lot of Spanish-speaking
clients? Not really. But I think it's because not a lot of, like, the Latinos know about S&P.
Okay.
Especially for people who don't speak English. So now I think I'm just going to start doing more videos in Spanish and explain what S&P is.
You definitely should.
Yeah. I saw the video that you have in Spanish.
Hola, soy Joy Sayani.
Is it terrible?
No, it's good.
Yeah, I try. I've done full-on procedures just using Google Translator. And, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. I try.
Do you know a little bit of Spanish or some words?
¿Qué estás haciendo?
Yeah.
Not enough to get around. I took Spanish for 2 years, and I have Spanish-speaking friends, obviously, and my nephew's half Mexican, and I'll mess with him. He knows it. I think it's a great skill to have. I'm so jealous of people who are bilingual. I know. I just got to put in the work. I want my kids to learn Spanish because they're so young, right? But it's like I could sit there and make them watch all the Disney movies in Spanish, but then if they come to me, I'm not going to be able to respond.
Yeah.
Do you teach your kids Spanish? Do they all speak?
Yeah, my kids learn Spanish. Yeah, okay. They're bilingual.
I feel like it's probably pretty prominent down, you know, because you guys are so close to Tijuana. A lot of people bilingual over there.
Yeah, and then their grandparents, they only speak Spanish, so they get to practice with them too.
Yeah, that's what my nephew does. Raul, his name's Raul. He his grandparents pretty much they just speak Spanish at home. I also think, why not put more Instagram posts in Spanish, you know, to get it out there as well.
Yeah. So I think I did a video with me doing density, and the video was like behind me and I was explaining it in Spanish. Y ahorita les voy a explicar sobre este cliente.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it help? Do you think you got some traction on it?
Yeah, I did. I had like two clients who booked.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's 100% worth it. Yeah. I think any, even if I spent $300 making a single video, if I make one sale, $2,500 sale, $3,000 sale, to me it's worth it.
Right. I agree.
And then you can reuse the video. You know what I mean? You can keep reusing it. I'm going to probably start more so recycling videos that I had from that I haven't posted in 2 or 3 years, because why not? I spent the time making the shit, right? People haven't seen it. Oh my God.
I have videos that I have saved and I don't post them because I'm like, who's going to watch them? And it those videos take me like, I don't know, like 5 minutes to make. And they're the ones that get more views. I'm like, how?
Are you talking about like in the draft, like you save it as a draft?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's videos that I take my time and they don't get that many views. I'm like, that's weird.
Isn't it? I know exactly what you mean. I know. And it's very frustrating, actually.
I'm like, I should have posted this a long time ago.
Yeah. I know. It's sometimes a video will hit and you're like, I don't know what the hell I did. Why is it working?
Right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's the song or sometimes it's like a thumbnail, right? I've been studying thumbnails. I don't know if I'm getting better at it, but I've been trying.
Yeah.
You know, on the video I use, have you ever tried Canva? Canva
yes.
is
That's
it's
what
great.
I use
you can remove the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's marketing is a never-ending battle.
Oh my God.
For me, it's just getting the word out about scalp micropigmentation.
Sometimes I don't even know what to post. And like right now I've been posting funny videos because I'm like, I just post pictures of scalps. Like I'm tired of looking at scalps. So I try to just change it up a little bit.
And I like it. I like the videos you've been posting. Yeah. I've seen that. I did see that. And it's good. It's good. That's why I brought up the, you know, when we first started talking about the guy with the freaking, you know, perfect shape up thing he had going on.
Yeah.
What now, do you work with a lot of PMU artists? Are you around them a lot? Do you go talk to the other artists?
Not really.
Okay.
Everybody has a different schedule. So okay. Yeah, I think most of them just come in whenever they have a client.
Okay. Do you go into your studio even when you don't? Do you have a computer there? Is it at home?
No, it's at home.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do most of your marketing from home or do you do it from right there where you're at?
Just from home.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always curious how people do that. I feel like half people do it from home and half do it in their office.
Yeah, I also work with a 7-figure SMP, so he's also doing my ads.
Is he?
Yeah.
I met him.
You did?
I met him at the Meeting of the Minds. Okay. How's it going? Do you think it's working?
Yeah, it's working. I've been with him for a year already.
Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what's the guy's name again? To post.
Is it Steve?
No. Yeah, I think so. For his name.
But I know exactly who you're talking to. He sat next to me. I let him borrow my phone charger a few times, and all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I talk mostly to Myra, which she's the one that's reaching out to clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so how does that work? He's like optimizes your website, or how's that work?
Yeah, so he's doing the ads, and when people reach out, then I have Myra, and she's the one talking to the leads. And whenever they book the consultation, then she lets me know.
Okay. Okay.
What's up, SMP world? It's Chris with the Blends Protein. A lot of people are switching over to our products. The most realistic results are being put out using Blends products. These products were made for artists by artists. We want to make you a believer. Here's 20% off your first purchase. Use
Dot Daddy
Podcast. Blends for the most natural results in the world.
And you being an entrepreneur and being a mom, how do you balance that?
So I think I have a very strong support system. My boyfriend helps me a lot with my kids. So if I have a client in the afternoons and my son has to go boxing, he's the one that takes him.
Oh, that's great.
My kids are with me like 80% of the time.
Okay. And so having like a supportive spouse is really hot, is what's keeping you afloat?
Yes. He's a big help.
Same for me. If I didn't have my wife, I don't think I'd be able. Well, if I didn't have my wife and I had my kids, but I didn't have my wife, it would be very hard for me to operate. You know what I mean? You can't do as much. You just can't get it because then it would have to be like just certain days, you know, when you don't have the kids to get shit done.
Yeah. And especially now that they're older, like having kids, like little ones is hard, but I think now that my daughter's 9, my son is 11, they're okay at home with my
they can watch themselves.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember when did I start staying home by myself. I think around like 9, 10.
Yeah,
probably 9 for like a couple of hours, right?
Yeah.
And then as I got older, you know, I didn't need a babysitter during the summer, I guess. You know, I just kind of.
Yeah, and both of my kids understand what I do, so they're like, okay, Mom, I'll see you later.
Okay, so they don't bug you?
Yeah, whenever we go to the store and they see a bald person, they're like, Mom, he's bald. Give him your business card.
Oh, that's the best. You got to get your son and daughter to hand out your cards to bald people.
Yeah. My son actually tried the machine on the melon, and he liked it. He's like, Mom, I like doing this.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. How'd he do? Did you show him? How did he do on the melon?
He was good. His hand is very light. And that's what I was telling him. I think I have a video on Instagram.
Okay. Good for him.
But he liked it. And my daughter, she likes to draw. So I tell her, I'm like, maybe you can be a tattoo artist.
And that's great. And good, because you know why? A lot of jobs are going to go away, because I think about this all the time and I've talked about it, but a lot of jobs are going to go away for people. Your kids are older than mine, but I think about even in 10 years when your kids need to really work, right?
Yeah.
And then my kids in like the next 15, 20 years, what the hell are they going to do for money? I don't think tattoo artists is going away. And a lot of tattoo artists make way more money than like a teacher. You know what I mean? Someone who went to college for 4 years.
That's what I tell my daughter. Yeah. I'm like, if you're a tattoo artist, you don't need to go to school. You know,
for it's real. Yeah. No, hell no. No. And you're your own boss for the most part, right?
Yes.
You know, make your own hours.
Yeah, my son, he's like, I'm just going to be a boxer, mom. I'm going to make millions. I'm like, okay, baby, you do that.
I used to think I was going to be a professional baseball player. We all have those dreams. I miss that. I miss that. That's cool, though. Now, how do you feel as a mom with your kid getting punched, you know? Because eventually it's going to happen, right? He's going to get punched.
It already happens.
Oh, what happened?
So he was in school and some kid, I guess he was bothering my kid, my son, the week before. So the week after, they were playing soccer and the kid wanted my son to be in his team. But my son was like, no, because you were talking crap last week. So I guess the kid just slapped my son and my son punched him and made him cry.
Oh, shit. So he was delivering the punch.
Yeah.
Did he get in trouble? Did they suspend him or anything? How's that work?
They called me, but the principal told me it wasn't your son's fault. You know, the other kid started everything.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I always tell my son, I'm like, if it's self-defense, it's okay. Like, don't let anybody touch you.
I agree. And No, that's good. That's good. And look, now he knows how to protect himself, right? I bet that kid's not going to mess with him anymore or try to randomly slap him.
Yeah, he tried being his friend again.
But what about this, Joanna? So let's say I don't know if your son plans on doing any actual boxing matches, right? But even in sparring, eventually, even if he has the headgear on, he's going to get punched. How do you feel about that?
He has done like sparring. He's sparring already.
What I'm getting at is you being there watching another kid punch your son in the face. How does that make you feel?
I don't like it.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
He was sparring, I think like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. He got a trophy. It was just like a gym event for the kids. And whoever wanted to sign up to spar, they went on the ring and sparred.
I imagine they're in his weight class, though. Like, they didn't give him some big, you know, 200-pound guy. I imagine they're around the same weight.
Also, I think that kid was about 14 years old, and he was much taller than him, so it was harder for my son. But what? I think he did.
That's
well.
A big gap.
Yeah.
That is a big gap.
Yeah, but there were no other kids, and my son, he's like, I'm okay. I'm okay sparring him.
He didn't get hurt?
No, he's fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
My wife has this fear because I tell her, I'm like, I'm signing our, you know, Gio, my son, up for wrestling, and she's like, well, I'm not going to go to any of the matches. I'm not going to do it. Because she doesn't want to see him get hurt, you know, just like you don't want to see your son get hurt. And so, but dads, you know, we just like, you got to toughen him up. It's good. Yeah. It's good.
He's pretty tough. Like, he's very brave. Right now, they had to put him in the teenagers class because the kids his age couldn't handle his punches. So now he's with like middle school and high school kids.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Deliver the pain.
Yeah, I'm very proud of him.
Does he do good in school?
Yeah, he's doing good in school.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. I don't even know how much like boxing gloves and shit costs. Is it expensive?
I just bought him some for Christmas. They were $350.
Ah, damn.
It was the brand is Cleto Reyes. It's a Mexican brand, yeah.
Damn, $350 for boxing gloves?
Yeah.
It sounds to me that sounds expensive. I don't know if that sounds a lot. But hey, hopefully he can use them for a couple years, right?
That's what I told him.
Yeah, that's the reason I asked, because I seen recently the hockey stick. This guy went on a former NHL player. He's talking about how the hockey stick was $400.
$400
for just the hockey stick. You know, they kids sports. You everybody wants their kids to be active and doing stuff, but damn, it's expensive.
Yeah.
More expensive than sitting, you know, sitting at home on a tablet. And obviously we don't want our kids. You shouldn't want your kids sitting at home on a tablet all day, I should
say.
Yeah,
that's another reason why I put him in boxing, because he would get home. He wants to be on the Xbox playing online with his friends. So I was like, no, you need to do something else.
I agree. I miss going outside and playing and, you know, that sort of thing, being a kid. I think about it.
These days don't know what that is anymore.
No, and I don't think they ever will, because we're so well connected. You know, iWatch, iPhone, everything, tablet, the Xbox. I imagine your son's not just playing Xbox with him and maybe his friend in his room on their bed. I'm sure they're probably playing online, and they got the headset and the little microphone thing, right? Yeah. And they yell at each other. I've seen my little cousins doing it, and they're like cursing. I don't say anything.
Oh, wait.
I let them do their thing, but you know what I mean? Yeah. You see like a bunch of 9 and 10 year olds, and they cuss excessively, right? They use the word too many times.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Angel, stop. Like, I could hear him. I'm like, Angel, stop.
Yeah. They get all fired up. And I've seen it, my son. We try not to give our son the tablet, but every now and then you got to, you know, with a 4-year-old, you got to get shit done when you're home.
Yeah.
And if I don't, he's just going to follow me around. He's just going to, or do something crazy or break something. So I'm just like, okay, I know that I get on my phone because I got to do stuff. Right. And so I'm like, okay, while I'm on it, you get on there and you play these learning games or whatever. And I feel like that's okay. But sometimes he gets frustrated with these learning games, and I've seen him. I know it's going to come. I know it's going to come to the point where he's going to have, you know, either to throw it and break it, or he's going to punch the screen or something like that. I can already see it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the best way to how to handle this shit is, to be, if I'm being completely honest. I don't know how I'm going to deal with it. Anger management for children. There's got to be something, right?
I think sports helped him a lot.
I agree. We're going to try it. It's worth a shot.
Yeah, I think he's going to like it. My son, I think he took like 2 jiu-jitsu classes. He didn't like it. Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was going to jiu-jitsu. I think he was 5 or 6. He didn't really like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look very fun for a little kid, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to sell him on it. I don't know how I'm going to sell it on him. To him, might have to freaking buy him something after every class. I don't know, but I want him to fall in love with wanting to be better and get tougher. So that's I guess my goal is for my son to, I want him to want to get better and to do this sport, not hey, I'm only doing this because my dad's making me or something like that,
pressuring him.
So we try. I mean, can only
my daughter was actually doing boxing too. She didn't want to do it anymore, and I wasn't going to push her to do it. I'm like, you're going to let me know whenever you want to go back.
Was she fighting boys?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she made like 2 boys cry.
That's great. Good for her.
Yeah. And right now she boxes at home. So she trains with my son at home, but she doesn't go to the class.
That's great. Hey, I love it. I females should learn to defend themselves, and then, you know, hopefully guys won't fuck with her when she's older.
I agree.
It's a cruel world. It's a tough world. You know, it's better to have the skill and never use it than to not have the skill at all.
Right.
So what SMP products do you like? What are you using?
I like Follicule pigments.
Shout out to Follicule, sponsor the Dot Daddy podcast.
I like the Ink You needles.
Okay, yeah. Shout out to Ink You, also a sponsor. Great, great needles.
Yeah. And the foam, too.
And the foam. The spray. Nice. The cleanser. Yeah. And do you typically use, do you use a variety of sizes, or do you stick with one size?
I use the 5, 6, and 8.
Okay.
Those are the
I think that most people, that's kind of where we stay in, and use the four for like maybe the front hairline or blending. Is there anything else you want to call out about the SMP industry or anything else you want to say, Joanna?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I think you're doing an amazing job. I love watching your content and your videos, and thank you for the support. And I know it's competitive out in San Diego, but hey, you are now already embedded in there. So all the new artists are going to, you know what I mean? You're already established. They're going to have to, you know, basically compete with you. And to any new artists listening to this, guess what? The better you get, the more clients you're going to get, and the better you are at marketing. So just keep trying. And when Joanna starts offering classes, sign up. Sign up. You know, she'll teach you how to do it. She'll teach you how to do it, because there's there's plenty of bald people to go around. I think eventually it's going to get similar to like barbershops and tattoo shops. Cause there's an unlimited supply of bald people. The biggest challenge is just getting the word out there that SMP is a service just like hair transplants. And so once everybody knows that this is available, then there's all the artists can flourish.
Yes, I agree.
Fantastic. So what's your, how can people get in contact with you? What's your Instagram, TikToks, all that stuff?
My Instagram, everything is under SD Ink Studio.
And do you have a website?
SDinkstudio.com.
Okay. And your TikTok is also SD Ink?
Yeah, studio.
Okay. Thank you for coming on. Stay on, okay?
Thank you. Daddy.